Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Woo, James!
Word up.
Hot show today. Hot show.
Is it?
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
Okay.
It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
We're headed towards just a two-company conglomerate that owns everything in this world. And I just want to be the first to congratulate myself on calling it, you know?
Uh-huh.
I just...
Yeah.
God damn it. It hurts to be this right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it. I don't want to be.
Sure.
But I am. I said Liv would win. Liv, love, laugh would win. They just bought out the PGA tournament, the whole fucking tour, what, an hour ago, 2 hours ago? And they now own everything. Delco, oh boy, buddy.
Tough scene.
Sure is. Yeah. Sure is. I mean, for the last year, you've gone pretty ham on these people are the mouthpiece for the Saudi government.
Mm-hmm. He's not wrong.
They care about legacy and everything else. But now they own the PGA, so now everybody is a mouthpiece.
Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund now owns all of golf.
They sure do.
Euro Tour as well.
Yeah, they bought the Euro Tour. They bought everything. They even bought, I think, what putt-putt course is that on?
Peter Pan.
Yeah, they think they own that. And then the one on Driftwood right behind the old, every golf course in America
they just bought. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they own and operate. And Rob, we're going to have to get some form of translation for Delco's mic that just translates his voice into Arabic now.
Yeah.
Because I can't hear
Wait till you see my card today.
I don't know if any of those people would be playing. And that's the wild thing about that golf show that we're doing this afternoon. If I'm the PGA, I pull out of this. Obviously, we're an entertainment show. We'll cover this on Drinking Bros later. But entertainment-wise, for Jesse, since you loved the doc as much as I did,
right.
Full Swing has been shooting this entire time. And I thought we were going to get the block story and the blockheads and all that
and
stuff.
And that was going to be great.
The hole-in-one that we all cried at. Remember,
sure.
We cried? We had a nice cry at the house. We
all got choked up.
Now, this has happened directly in the middle of their season, and Netflix's ratings are going to go through the roof. There is no need to hire writers right now. I mean, you are in full swing, pun intended.
No, this is, I mean, this is my time. I mean, more documentaries, please. Yep. Besides the game shows, that I can't.
Well, but look, they've
the
got...
The documentaries, come on down.
They've got stuff for everyone. And last night we watched, who is it? Fucking, what podcast was that?
Smartless.
Yes. Now they've got their own doc series about their show, which is so out of touch. And you love it. I've never enjoyed it, but...
you laughed your ass off.
Sure did.
At the documentary.
Sure did.
That's the podcast.
No, it's not the podcast.
I'm sorry.
It definitely is not
the
podcast.
I'm sorry.
The podcast should just be Will Arnett and Jason Bateman in a hotel room.
Fighting over food.
Stuck together.
Yeah.
With room service coming up every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be one of the greatest podcasts of all time. But that's not the podcast they do, unfortunately. But I loved last night's. Holy shit. It's so wild to watch a podcast that I don't enjoy, yet behind the scenes, those guys are exactly who I thought they were, and that was fucking hilarious.
Right.
And then Bateman brings up a guest, because you went to sleep, but they started walking out of the theater. So
yeah, so Bateman's guest was somewhat scientist
I don't know. For a 9 o'clock show in Boston?
Yeah.
Have fun. Everybody's drinking.
It was Will Ferrell, then Conan, and then Bateman goes... Blah, 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 says this guy's name. They were like, oh, he's like a heart surgeon or something somewhere.
I think he's in Silicon Valley. He's got something to do with that world. Or no, MIT. He's an MIT professor. That's
okay, Lord.
Awful.
What a hoot.
Now, again, it's very similar to the podcast. I mean, it was like, why would you do this? But doesn't really matter. The enjoyment of it afterwards for me was seeing how miserable Bateman was stuck in that car. And that all goes back to money as well. And that'll be the theme of today's show, where, if you remember, Smartless got $80 million to take their show over to Amazon Music and give, I think they have exclusive rights for 10 days.
I thought it was 20 million.
No, so it was $20 million a year for 4 years.
Okay.
So $80 million total for the next 4 years. Their first episode has to go there, and I think 10 days later they can post it everywhere else. When you do an evergreen show like that, it doesn't matter anyways, and those guys just got fucking richer than they already were.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, they were so rich to begin with.
True.
Holy fucking shit.
True.
Sean Hayes might be the richest out of all of them.
He is.
I think easily.
Right?
No, he is. I think it's like a... Yeah, they've said it before.
Because, they have, yeah.
Because of Will and Grace.
The other, the other two, I mean, like, look, Arrested Development's obviously the better show than Will and Grace, but, like, it was on for... 2.5 seasons, basically.
Got canceled.
And, their money
eked along from there.
Yeah, and their guaranteed money as actors on that was very low because it was like, you know, 19 series regulars. The ratings weren't great throughout the entire run on Fox. And then even Netflix, it was just like, all right, cool. They kind of pieced it together.
It wouldn't surprise. It really like it. It was a DVD show, right? Like it was like everyone bought it on DVD and shit like that. So I don't know what their deal was for DVDs.
Residual wise, I can tell you as an actor, you don't get dick for DVD residuals.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It nothing for that.
And then it was like a Netflix thing, which you don't get residuals. So it was like they eked along.
Netflix doesn't pay residuals either.
This is the most money that. Arnett has ever made in one because he's Chevy Reese's.
He's Chevy, he's Reese's, Batman,
he's
in the Lego movies, like voice actor wise he fucking destroys, but not on their level. He's definitely third on that list.
Yeah,
because Bateman still has Ozark. Let's not forget Ozark was one of the biggest shows in the world, and Netflix paid him handsomely for that. So,
yeah.
Also, he was doing, between Arrested Development and Ozark, he was in like a million movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Horrible Bosses was like a...
Tons. And as a kid, he was in the Hogan Family. I mean, you could date back to all of it. I mean, he has been working since he was fucking 8 years old, I think. But $80 million, and then that wasn't enough. They were like, you know what? Let's go out on tour and let's make some money on tour.
I think that might have been part of it.
You think so?
For the deal, yeah. Because
well, what
for
network
a podcast,
was it on?
It was Max.
No, so I would have gone to Amazon Prime. They own the rights. So yeah, they cut that deal separately then with HBO Max because they have nothing to do with that. So that was a separate deal, and that was more money because they don't have enough. Okay. And I enjoy that.
Right.
The other thing too that's for those guys is they're gearing up for this strike that's happening now. Obviously, we've talked about the writer's strike. I'm in Screen Actors Guild. They authorized that strike. I told you I got that call on the last show. They did authorize the strike last night. So it was like 96% of the people voted for the strike. So that's going to happen now. The Directors Guild strike, I said, was not going to happen simply because AI can't replace anything in that business. And they don't care about residuals. They don't care about anything. When somebody directs a movie or a TV show, it is one person. Even if two people get the credit for it, they have to split that money. So the DGA doesn't give a shit. They're like, hey, great.
Right.
Pay these motherfuckers. Like, that doesn't really matter. The ones that they're worried about are the actors and the writers, where you could nuke most of this with AI, including the voices, like we mentioned with Will Arnett and everything else. And so immediately, once the DGA announced that, the writers were like, no, why did you do this? You left us. The actors are with us, and you left us. And
right.
It's like, because they don't care.
No.
There's scripts that are already done. The actors are not yet in a strike, and they could shoot those movies overseas or finish out what they're already shooting. Crisis averted for those guys, and they could stay rich. Also, television and movie directors, that is the highest paid gig out of all of this shit. If you direct an episode of, let's say, Arrested Development, since we were just talking about it, that pays just for directing that one episode, $30,000. When it reruns, you get $15,000. The next rerun, $7,500, and then so on and so forth. You're looking at about $100,000 total for directing one episode of television.
Right.
But those gigs are so fucking hard to get. And there's only like, I don't know, 9,000 people working in the Directors Guild. So it's like, great, give them whatever they're asking for. We don't really give a shit. And then we want to use this bargaining chip against the Writers Guild because one guild's already signed. So why aren't you guys
signed?
Yeah, whatever.
Guild.
Siri, guild. Say guild.
It's guild.
Guild. Yep. Yeah. Either way, so that's all done. We're all done with that for the day. And the rich get richer. And this is what's going to happen with everything.
All the guilds.
Guild. The guilds are going to be rich.
No, you're saying guild.
Guild. Either
it's
way.
Guild.
It's not. It's guild, but whatever.
Say g.
Yield. Bob, pull that up on Siri and play that into the microphone. I got to know this answer. We got to know this answer today. But they're out of there. Doesn't really fucking matter. Writer's strike will go on for at least another 60 days to eliminate all those contracts. It's got to go 90 plus to nuke them out and get the force majeure in that.
Sure.
Bob, do we have it? Do we have it there?
Hey, Siri, how do you pronounce guild?
There you go.
One moment.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Are you kidding me? It's just giving me web results.
No.
Hold on. I got you. Hold on.
Yeah, pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. You can do just pronunciation on Google, I think.
It's pretty easy.
Let's do it.
I mean.
Just type in writer's guild.
Takes a second. Guild. What?
Guild.
Sorry, go.
Guild.
Oh.
What? Guild.
That's tough.
Guild.
Guild.
What was that thing that was on the internet where you were hearing one thing and then hearing another? It was a big meme for a while.
Talk about the dress?
Yeah, the dress. Like, which color was it?
No, no. Remember, it was Laurel?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, if you hear Laurel.
What
was the other thing that you were hearing?
It's right brain if you hear the other thing, yeah. So, guild and guild.
What was the other thing, Giorgio, that it was?
There it is.
It was Yanny.
Yanny.
It was Yanny, and that dress was blue.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was like it was just a frequency, like how you hear certain frequencies.
Yeah. Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. Guild. Today.
Guild.
Did that air kick on, Bob? We're in the hot months now.
I'm feeling it.
It's okay. Good. It's my fault. I turned it off last night.
What?
You have to, right?
No, you don't.
Dude, our electric bills are fucking insane for all these lights. So you turn it down a little bit. Now we're getting into the season to be jolly here, where it's going to be 115 every day. So I'll stop doing that. And I apologize to all of you.
Yeah, that would be great.
I apologize to all of you right
just
now.
Just do better, you know.
I'll try to do better, yep. Jesse. There's no promises, okay? There's no promises.
We're not expecting much.
Yeah. There's no promises here.
Yeah. Just try. Just do your best.
I will. And that's, you know, all I mean? Can do every mm-hmm. single day mm-hmm. is just do my very best, all right? Just got to be the best little me I can be. All right?
Right.
Pete Davidson had a fun voicemail today. When you wake up to this, these crazy fucking stories, it's the best, dude. It's the best. And again, this all comes back to money as well.
Yeah, I love it, and I thank him for this.
So, well, let's show the dog. So Pete Davidson, yeah, pop that on screen there. Pete Davidson got a stern talking to from PETA. For buying this very adorable, expensive puppy.
Cavapoo. But by the way.
It's called Cavapoo?
Yeah. So anything that's like a poodle mix, apparently, is hypoallergenic because they don't shed.
Yeah. It's a lie. It's a lie. And PETA confirmed that lie today.
PETA's the only one saying it, though.
PETA knows. They're the animal place. Mm. It's like Ace is the place for the helpful mm-hmm. hardware man. Pete is the place for helpful dog info.
Okay.
Is it?
It is.
I trust. I think behind closed doors, they call dogs slaves.
Yes.
I think they think that we own slaves.
I bet you they not only do that, but they stomp on rats with their feet and jack off. That's just my guess. But yeah, Pete's statement says, if Pete had done his research, he would know. Now, there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog. That at least a quarter of dogs in shelters are purebreds, and that Pet Finder has listings for homeless dogs of every breed under the sun, including the one that he purchased.
They are right about that. Like, it would be more difficult, but yeah, you can look around and.
Yeah, like, I'm sure there's a Chanel at a vintage store somewhere in Austin, right? Do I want to search through? Do I have time to?
Yeah.
Although, don't they have footage of him getting it like from?
Yeah, he's buying it.
Yeah, but is it at a private breeder, or did he for real go to a pet store? Because that is kind of crazy.
It is. It's a
like
pet
going
store.
To a pet,
it's a pet store. Yeah,
is it?
It's a pet store.
City Pups NYC.
There it
yeah,
is.
So like that is a step above, like, getting it from a private breeder, right? Mm-hmm. Going to their house, looking at the dog, seeing the papers. Pet stores, like the fact that anyone still like will get a puppy from that yeah. is crazy to me.
No, it's not. I did it.
Just did because it. They're it just as gross no. that, you know,
like a classic pet store.
Look yeah, like they have just as many problems as if you get it from.
It's packed. Look at that. It's packed.
Well, they
that.
Get, it's the, for the longest time, it was essentially like, you would get it. They would get it from like puppy mills and shit.
Yes.
However, these people seem to say like
that they don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
How do they get the breeders they pair with and so on and so right. forth?
So I've owned a few dogs in my life. I did buy one dog from the Beverly Center in LA from the mall itself.
Did you?
Sure did.
Woof.
So when you walk in, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is Pete's dog, I think, on the.
Is it Pete's dog?
Aww. On their
show
Instagram.
Pete's dog. How cute is that fucking thing?
It's adorable.
It's adorable.
And by the way, a Cavapoo, wow. It's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel and a poodle mixed together.
If we were to get dream. Another dog one day, that might be it right there.
That's
right?
What I want to get. Because while there is.
Do they
no
have miniature
dog...
ones? Because I don't.
This should be pretty small. Cavalier King Charles yeah. Spaniels are not very big.
Great.
While no dog is 100% hypoallergenic. It's possible to find a less allergenic dog breeds that are better suited for allergy sufferers. Some popular breeds are this, anything poo.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's like stuff
poodle.
That doesn't shed.
Yes. So like thing. They're calling it hypoallergenic guild. But
you know what it's like?
It's really
like
just less like,
it's like a diet soda.
It's a diet soda.
Yeah.
Or it's like the difference between like a long-haired cat and this dog, which is like one is going to be instantly make you start sneezing and your eyes red, and the other one is going to be like, you know, you can handle it.
Beautiful.
It's not
dog.
Horrible.
It's a beautiful dog, and I want one. Like if we ever get one again, that's a beautiful.
It's gonna be a very long time.
And I look, I'm no fan of Pete Davidson, never have been, never will be.
Right.
But in this one, I support Pete. Buy what makes you happy. If you're buying a dog, you're essentially buying a kid through middle school, right? From 1 to maybe 10 to 15, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying a kid, and then you're seeing it all the way through middle school is what you're doing there.
Right, right.
Get the cutest dog you possibly can. You're going to have to look at that goddamn thing every single second of the day. When it does something bad, if it's a rescue dog or it's got, you know, bite marks out of it or whatever the fuck happened to it. It was at Michael Vick's house and then somebody conned you into getting this dog at a shelter or whatever. That thing's also going to tear loose and probably kill one of your friends or a small child. Buy something that makes you happy that you want to look at every day that's good looking. You're rich enough. Yeah. Buy a rich dog for a rich person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with it.
Agreed.
Bob had an incident with a freaking adoption
rescue dog. Did you really, Bob?
Yeah, my dog got bitten by another dog a couple weeks ago in the neighborhood.
No shit.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the convo like between the owners?
Oh, that's a fun one. Maybe we'll do
a
Patreon.
That's a whole thing. Yeah. It went poorly.
But I think that was the other dog was a not trained, probably adopted.
It was a mix, but yeah, it was like kind of big, but it was just a shitty. This was more.
It
on
was
the people.
It was traumatized.
This was more on the people. Like they were shitty owners,
right?
Such shitty owners that they had already had to reinforce their yard,
yeah,
to keep the dog in. Yeah.
They had extra stuff already
You're
built.
Kidding?
Yeah. Anyways. So we have this voicemail.
You
or?
Give me that address, Bob. We'll take care of it.
No, we're not. Definitely not going to do that. But
I will say, you can rescue a dog like myself, and best case scenario, they just become a deadbeat roommate.
Yeah, and it's fine,
it's
right?
Fine.
And it is a crapshoot, and
right,
you like, definitely got like a calmer one. But for the most part, they've been rescued from places that were like really bad,
yeah,
right? Most of the time.
Right, but he shows no love, no affection towards me.
The dog?
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, he gets what he gives. Yeah. You give what you get. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah,
did you want it?
Look at who the owner is. I mean, what were you expecting?
Right, like, he takes very much after myself.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
your vibe.
Dogs take, they take on your personality. That's what happens.
Actually, Bob, that dog probably did take on the personality of
of the owner.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It does. It is what happens.
All
100%.
All bark, no bite. But anyway.
I love puns. You can always drop a pun on this show. Always.
Do we have the voicemail?
And I support it. Yeah, let's play the voicemail here. Pete leaving this.
We're on his side.
You know they're going to play it, right?
And by the way, he looks good there. He doesn't usually.
He doesn't look like
but
that
But he looks
now.
Very good right there.
That's the best picture that TMZ could
Seriously.
Find.
Seriously.
Pop this voicemail up.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who's 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired fuck you and suck my dick.
Yes.
And this message.
But it still sounded a little bit Pete Davidson-y, which is just like, hey.
Well, you're not going to stop that. That's,
hey,
that's him, yeah.
Suck my dick.
Yeah, but is he kind of winning everyone over now?
Now this, I mean, this voicemail
not just
alone.
This, not just this,
oh,
but like
what?
Slowly but surely, he is slowly winning America's heart.
I heard the TV show is very good. I haven't seen the TV show. We'll watch it though.
And at a certain point, you just
the trailer
have to
was good.
Tip your cap to the women he pulls.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
I respect the game and everything else. Him as an entertainer, performer, it's so odd to me. I can't wrap my mind around it.
He's just, you know, we always respect people that do a lot with a little, right?
A little bit of talent, yeah.
No, it's just that his dad died in 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been coasting on that. He's a New York boy. He's New York's son.
Well, clearly,
they
other
all
people
took care
have
of
forgotten
him.
About 9/11. So maybe Pete needs to remind
That's
us.
That's true.
Where were you?
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when
Pete's going to be real pissed off about the PGA today, you know?
Right. Right. But then he also gets it, right? He's like partly.
Yeah, he's sold out for the money. Yeah. He was in that Taco Bell commercial with the breakfast. Hey, I'm Peter Davidson, and this is the morning show at Taco Bell.
He just did
Bell.
A smart water commercial. I mean, he's fine.
He showed
he's
up. He was in a cameo in Fast X, by yeah. the way, in the new Fast and Furious family. He was in that as well, playing a horrific, like, the performance, the writing was all awful in it for his scene. Like, it just, and it did not need to be in the movie whatsoever.
Momoa's choices were
amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
It was.
He understood the assignment.
He was doing this feminine
short
thing.
He understood the assignment. It's the most ridiculous shit of all time. Oh, fuck. Here's what I want to say. Because my mom called me and she goes, watch the show, I Love Vin Diesel episode. Mm-hmm. You didn't stay past the credits. And I was like, no, mom, I never stay past the credits. I was like, of Fast and Furious. What would be at the end of Fast and Furious? She goes, there's a scene with The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Who told us that?
My mom.
I know,
she was the one who told me. So yeah. I stayed with the kids and watched it. And I told Jax, I go, hey, dude, there's going to be a scene with The Rock. He was like, really? And I go, yeah, so let's watch it. We watched it after the credits. The Rock, you know, has a mask on, holding up somebody for money or some bullshit or whatever, right?
Sure.
Then at the end, he pulls open the mask, and he's talking to Momoa on the phone, saying they're going to kill each other, and that's going to be the next Fast and Furious in there. And they have squashed the beef. Him and Vin Diesel have squashed the beef. However, there's a hot new rumor that he is none too happy with Jason Momoa just chewing scenery in the new Fast and Furious. So he's not happy about that. And then some of the other producers came out and said, hey, dude, it's been Vin all along who's been an asshole and who's been late, doesn't know his lines.
Oh.
Yeah. Out of shape. So somebody went scorched earth on him.
I will say there's a couple scenes like in the car where he looked like he had the Robert De Niro filter on because it was like not fully tracking to take away the like a chin and give like, yeah. So I'm sure he's like, you guys just do it in post.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, everything's in post anyways. I'm not going to get in shape for what?
No. And watching it, watching that scene, they're going to do, it looks like there's going to be like three or four more of these fucking things. I don't know why they said this was the last one, not a prayer.
Well, it's...
You're going to squeeze that orange, dude. When it does that well overseas, $500 million overseas, yes, dude, they're doing more of these fucking things.
Yeah, for sure.
You saw The Little Mermaid, which bombed overseas and is now bombing here. What was the real sitch? Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good? It was packed. The theater was packed, sold out every show.
So how was the CGI? Because that was what most of the bad reviews were about, was the CGI. It wasn't about Homegirl's performance.
There wasn't a lot of CGI. Like, it wasn't a big action movie. So the CGI that they're talking about, I'm not really sure.
How did they communicate underwater?
They just talked.
Okay. And then, but how do they put the water around them, I guess?
So it's like their hair is fully moving.
Okay.
And they're like, the things around them, they're in the ocean, but they still need to be like actors.
Move.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I thought it was fine.
All right. Cool. Yeah. I
thought it was good.
That was the one knock on it. They said final total, it'll probably lose about $100 million for the whole thing. But
I mean, it's already $100 million over its budget.
No, the P&A budget and everything overseas, like you're kind of fucked on that. So
it's made $328 million.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
What was its budget?
$250 million.
So its budget was five. Really?
Yeah. $500 million.
That's like a rule of thumb. Still, you have to double it for marketing, and
it'll make
still
it.
Like for any other movie though. That's not a horrible number.
It's not, but in today's world, you want the Fast and Furious numbers. Like that's what you're looking for. Right, you're looking for a half a billion
overseas.
You're
not going to get
so, like take Spider-Man for example. Spider-Man fucking exploded this weekend. And
at what? What's Spider-Man at?
It opened up at 122 for 3 days. Now that's unbelievable.
Wasn't Little Mermaid 117
at 4 days over Memorial Day weekend? So like, dude, that's a massive number, and it's crushing overseas. So that's the thing that you have to remember. It's not about the U.S. anymore. Like we're out of this. We're all done with this world. You're trying to buy global shit and then just buy up anything that is global at this point and get as much money as you possibly can out of the world. Same with the PGA deal. That is the world. They bought the European tour, everything else. It's the U.S. is fine, but the real money is coming from around the world and all that other shit. But yeah, you're going to see fast fucking 80 out of this, you know? And I'm actually here for it now. Now that I'm in and I know what the thing is, like, I'm really there for it. What I was sad to see, and we didn't talk about this last week, was both the comedies bombed last weekend. And that one sucks, dude. Yeah. We haven't had a comedy come out in, 3 years.
I hate to be a dick, but, like, neither of them looked good.
No.
I thought...
The Sebastian movie, I didn't hear a single thing about that.
Like, truly, I'm so open. I'm so, like, you know, suspension of disbelief, everything, willing
Let's
to give it a shot.
Let's just go. Let's do it.
And, like, honestly, like, neither of those trailers ever fucking did anything for me.
I could, like, probably sit in About Your Father and, like, laugh a couple times, maybe.
Because of De Niro?
Because of the dynamic, maybe. I don't know.
But, like, the Bert movie? As big as Bert is, I guess, as a comic, that's not really saying much. He's not really mainstream big.
Yeah, and we had this conversation. Look, I love Bert. But it's one of those things where we're also in the podcast world, and perhaps we misjudged how famous he is podcast-wise versus, like, the rest of the United States. Again, my parents are avid moviegoers, and they went and saw it. They had no idea who he was.
Okay.
It was just pouring in Wilmington.
Did they like
pouring
it?
Down rain last weekend over Memorial Day? And they did. But the first call that I got was my mom saying, "Hey, do you know who Bert Kreischer is?" And I go, "Yeah." And I was like, "Do you?" She goes, "Well, I just watched him in this movie." And I go, "So you went and saw a movie?" Only
because
based on the
there's
trailer.
Not a lot.
Yes, there's
out
not a
there.
Lot going on. But they went and saw it and had no idea who the lead was. None. And they loved it. They said the movie was great. Both of them, surprisingly. They were like, it was fucking hilarious.
Well, the lead is Teatro, right?
I think he's only in it for like 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Teatro.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I don't know, actually, so I don't know much about it.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah. So it's crazy, too. Like, the way they framed it, as soon as I saw it, the way that they wrote it, I was like, oh, that's weird. So it's like they're not just doing what happened to him in Russia. It's like...
That sets
it's like
everything.
A variation. Yeah, it sets everything up. It's like, I would rather just see the movie about the actual story of the machine.
Young Bert.
Which is not what they did.
Right.
Okay. And so there's just all these bizarre choices. I mean, like, it could have been like fucking hard R fucked up Euro trip.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? But they didn't do that. And it's just.
Oh, did you see it?
What was it rated?
No. Okay.
What was it rated?
It probably was R.
It was R.
But oh, like, okay.
It was R. But what I'm saying is Eurotrip is more like a soft R. PG-13 maybe. But like, it could have been like that. This like young hijinks situation where you have a fun cast. But instead they like, the creative choices they made were bizarre. And again, he's not a big star. Like,
he's not a big star.
No.
Only Ross can yell. He's not a big star, no, but like also
I like when Bob yells, by the way, for the record.
I'm passionate.
He's passionate.
He's not yelling, he's passionate.
I forgot.
You said about the podcast thing. Like, yeah, look, we know him. He's super fucking famous in podcasts. I mean, he's got two podcasts that are inside the top 20 in the world.
You know what though? Okay, here's what I was gonna say. I think he's got to be a little out of touch at this point. Like, I'm sorry, but when you've been doing this for this long, you're that age. Rogan is too, right? Like, Tom is a little bit. Like, you're starting to be out of touch, and he had a lot to do with that
movie. It's also a little too inside baseball, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah. We think podcasting is this giant industry, and it's like, it is.
Oh,
it
to
is.
An extent. They had a segment on Good Morning America yesterday to show people what button... to press
to play a podcast
yep.
to play a podcast
sure did.
And explaining what podcasts were so like we're still there
right so it's kind of like you know how we think Succession was this giant show that everybody watched
it was not
it wasn't really
no.
if in the grand scheme of things like young Sheldon blows that out of the water
more people saw Big Bang Theory
exactly the final episode of Succession was 1.9 million and it was their highest rate it was the highest ratings they've ever had but
But it's kind of like our own obsession with somebody that's, or like the industry itself, if you're in the industry.
And I think even maybe Bert himself misjudged
it's kind of
how many people really loved him because the podcast does so well. Mm-hmm. His Instagram is good, right?
Yeah.
And I think he kind of misjudged what how that would translate.
Now, here's who didn't misjudge it is Netflix. That budget was between $8 to $10 million. I think it's already made 9 or 10 million in the box office so far.
So they're fine.
And then it's going to go to streaming. Like,
and then he
fine.
Did a lot of the P&A himself.
Yes. So they're fine on that because he was the one booking himself on everything else. And look, he went on, you know, every huge podcast except for Drinking Bros that he could, but yeah, it's one of those things where Netflix is fine. That budget is fine. They're all going to be fine. The Maniscalco one looked like that was kind of pricey. It looked like Meet the Fockers type of budget, maybe 30 to 35 on that. And he's one of those guys that is, in my opinion, probably more famous than Bert comedically.
Yes.
His budget was 30 mil.
Widely known.
$30 million.
Yeah, so widely known that he is one of the most
famous in the world, maybe
Highest selling,
yeah.
Well, comedian.
I think he's number one, right? As far as highest selling,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, if Rogan did a tour of Chappelle, that would probably beat it. But no,
maybe,
you're not beating.
And
maybe
that
not.
May be
you're
again right. Things that we think
I know.
That are actually not true.
Blue Collar Comedy Tour was number one for 7 consecutive years in comedy, and then after that was Jeff Dunham. Remember that in the Puppets.
Yeah.
Where he was saying all the racist shit through the puppets, and mm-hmm. we just kind of forgave that, like it was the puppets that were fine.
Brilliant. He
was number one, I think, for 4 years. Before that, I think it was Carrot Top who was number one for 3 years.
And then Kevin Hart.
Oh,
Kevin
yeah.
Hart, I understand. He yeah, was yeah, doing yeah. stadiums and shit. And I, you know.
Yeah, I guess Dunham doesn't really make sense.
Well, no, he was too, man. It's just a weird thing to picture a guy on stage in front of 40,000 people with a box full of 8 to 10 puppets.
It's also this other thing too, sorry, with Bert, where it's like you finally got to the point, dude, where you're making so much money just being yourself. You don't have to deal with the gatekeepers. You don't have to try and get parts in this thing. You don't have to try and make movies. And they just can't fucking let it go. Where it's like, right. You have the best situation.
Because he's just like a genuine dude. He's not like overly funny or...
No. He just kind of laughs a lot and he's always down to party, to be honest with you. And he's weird. He'll drink Kool-Aid or something. Hilarious. But when you just can't, even Tim Dillon, you can't just be okay with like the highest podcast, the most money, a podcast studio, like, and you still want to try and do a movie, a comedy, and make money from it? What is wrong with you?
Sometimes you got to know your lane.
Yeah, yes. And I think there's something to just knowing that. Like, Rogan was like, I'm done. I used to act.
Yep.
Now I don't. Yep. I'm not trying to be in movies. I'm not trying to get parts. I'm not trying to. I mean, he did do Spotify deal. But anyway.
Well, but it was with the podcast. So that's
it is. But he did kind of like make a gatekeeper situation, whereas before he didn't. Like, mm-hmm. why would you not just
I don't
be
know.
Okay with that? Dan, that's your life.
Dan Holloway on Drinking Bros said the same thing about Pat McAfee, where it was like, hey, dude, FanDuel was already paying you $30 million. You could say
but
whatever you
can't
wanted to.
Let it go.
I know.
There's still this ESPN. Like traditional media thing where we go like, we've got to be on a movie poster, even if it's dumb, even if it doesn't do well. Like we have to be on that movie poster and do a premiere and be on the red carpet. Why?
I don't know. James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, our title sponsor, GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros. What do you think that savings is right now?
Well, it can't be 50, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 50%
still?
Off. 50% off. That's the bundle package. If you get the adjustable base and the mattress combined together, you get 50% off at GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros. Most popular version is the Split King. Comes with 2 remote controls instead of 1. You believe that?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
No, me neither. But they're doing it. Now, if you're at home and you're saying, hey, Ross, I've already got the adjustable base. Is there anything else? Do I get any savings for a mattress, sheets, pillows, anything like that? Yes, you do. Pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. You're going to get 40% off everything in the entire store. It's the mattresses. That's the sheets. That's just the adjustable base. If you want that by itself, that's the pillows, that's the covers, that's the weighted blankets. It's all 40% off with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. Stock up the cart as high as it'll go. Pop in that promo code DRINKINBROS. You're going to get 40% off there. And when you check out, you're going to see a nice little box at the bottom of the screen that asks you if you want a 3-year pay-a-year-go program. No interest, as long as you have decent credits.
And in these times, if you can get no interest,
yes,
take it.
Take it.
Take it. Do it.
Love it.
Live it. Love it.
Because that's what's important in this life. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. So you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20-25 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. JB's 8% seltzer. Floating around out there in the world, we got the peach, we got the blue razz, you got the watermelon, you got the pina colada. Let's go. We're in over 200 stores in Tennessee and Florida. Jesse, where's your favorite city to have a hard AF seltzer in?
It's a toss-up.
Miami?
Between Miami's and Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
It's a toss-up.
Frugal McDougal's up there in Nashville. Total Wines. We're in every single Total Wines in the state of Tennessee and Florida. So if you're out there, just pop that in your old store locator there on hardafseltzer.com. Just put your city or your zip, and it'll take you right to the closest store. Or if you're out there listening and you're saying, oh, what was it? It was Total Wines. Okay? We're everywhere down there. Thank you, Miami. Right outside the Marlins Stadium. Speaking of the Marlins, we're inside the Marlins Stadium. We are the official hard seltzer of the Miami Marlins, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer team out there. So you can have a nice, cool, refreshing 8% seltzer right from the comfort of your own seat inside of those stadiums this summer. Enjoy. Drink up. Now, if you're like the rest of us dummies, especially us here in Texas, we don't have it here yet. It's coming. It's coming to 3 more states July 1st, too. We'll be happy to tell you about that. But in the meantime, we ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. We ship by a case. See, 24 cans or 2 cases. And you're going to save $10 off on shipping. It really helps us, and it really helps support the show. So go to hardafseltzer.com today and get some 8% seltzer shipped right to your doorstep. Last but not least, James, we got mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. I won again last night. We had the Monday morning recap over on Drinking Bros Sports. Picked the Vegas Golden Knights. Also took the over in that show. James, that was a desperation one, by the way. The over was a desperation one.
For what?
Lauren's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Had said he'd bet the Golden Knights over, and I got suckered into it because there was nothing else on last night.
The weatherman?
Yeah. And so
the commodities weather trader?
I bet it, no lie. And I texted him afterwards, and I go, hey, dude, junkie level shit here, but the over-under was 6, and it was 4-0 going into the final period, into the third period. And they scored 5 goals in the third. More than covered in that. It was great. Won all the money, and I also won the Vegas Golden Knights. I won all the things last night. But the NBA Finals is creeping up tomorrow. Get your bets in there. Denver -2.5. That's when I'm riding there. That's when I'm riding tomorrow night, I think. Denver's going to bounce back, and they're going to win. So take the Nuggets. Turn your love of sports into your new side hustle today at mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. No. I like the way you handled it, though. All of his posts have been, you know, positive and upbeat and everything else. And, you know, obviously the movie, I think, made $4.2 million total for 4 days. 4 days over Memorial Day weekend is that's not good.
I think his fans probably now will be happy for content to go back to.
Podcasts.
Just regular content and not, like, pushing.
A movie?
This movie, because he sold his Instagram following as part of the letting him do the
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Yeah.
What was he
took over? What is it?
A bunch of other people said that too. What was the deal?
I don't know, but he'll go on tour and do his like stand up and everything. It's just like, ah, man, just kind of like just do what
chill,
you do well.
Dude, yeah.
I agree.
You know, all these dudes keep, especially comedians, spread themselves thin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have no idea what they're doing.
And then they're never in studio, right? So then it's like Two Bears is one of the biggest podcasts, yet they're never together because one of them is always on tour.
Yeah.
And even that's not enough. But yeah, so they were going to shelve it or something. I think the Delco or Bob probably knows better. They were going to shelve it and he kind of brought it back to life and was like, I'm going to do behind the scenes stuff. I'm going to do Instagram. I'm going to do videos. Like I'm going to take over the advertising of it, mm-hmm. marketing. And I think he did as good as he could do, really.
He did. I saw it everywhere.
Right. You saw it everywhere. We all saw it everywhere.
Right.
But like misjudged maybe how far his reach was as far as his own promotion.
I think with that, you shoot your shot. You got the lead in a movie. It's probably a dream.
No, and, it's great. It's great.
I think you shoot your shot and whatever happens after that. Is it worth the time now to do another one? Knowing that one is unsuccessful, probably not. I mean, Jesse and I have had a saying in our household for years where if we can't monetize it, we don't do it. Mm. Just simply because there's too many other things that are important in life that it's like, hey, a hobby is no longer good enough anymore.
Right. We got to start your kids' YouTube channel soon.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, we got to start monetizing those little fucks, you know?
Yeah.
And if we can't monetize them, then they leave the family.
Yes.
Right. Then we. I have the same rule with Rob's kids as well. I think we need to start like as soon as possible, Rob. We need to get on that.
Well, how you got to get a softcore young history or however you're going to spin that.
How are they in front of the camera, Bob?
Oh, Rory's a ham.
Is he?
He's good to go.
I know my kids. They seem like they would, and then the camera goes on and they just clam right up.
Children's history. Because I think you forget. Like you guys host a history show, so I think you forget when it really kicked in for you guys. But looking at the last report cards and all that stuff for us, it was third grade. So Jax, our oldest son, who is 9, he did a report on Helen Keller. And then he told the teacher that his mom was Helen Keller in a movie. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And you can definitely look that up and find the posters online and everything. She was just like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I had forgotten that you start teaching really famous people at like third grade. I was like, oh shit, Helen Keller's third grade, huh? Thought it was later. So yeah, you got to get them younger, dude.
Yeah.
Because then they could break down the Helen Keller episode for children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you really start crushing, you know?
Toy reviews.
Get that following, get toy reviews, all of it, you know? But historical toy reviews. So then you go, you tie that in.
What if Delco makes the most money ever from just like filming and producing
Rory's kids opening up gifts,
children in general,
yeah,
that he hates
with his mustache
that he hates, but somehow he's gonna have to like, you know, deal with them.
Listen, take the fucking money. And YouTube, of all things, they fully monetize kids all the time.
They do.
Are they still doing that?
One of the things on our back end is this made for kids? Is it made for things? I mean, it's a box you have to check before we even go live on this goddamn show.
Right.
And you're like, holy shit. All right, cool, man. And yeah, the richest people we know, shit, our friends from Wilmington. Look up their page, actually, Bob. It's JT Music on YouTube. See how many subscribers they have now.
They'll monetize that shit, but I'm having problems monetizing softcore history right now on YouTube because our bank account doesn't match my address.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
You're wiring money.
Make it a Saudi address.
They'll dial it up.
These are our homeboys.
These are our homeboys. How many followers do they have?
4.26 million.
Holy shit.
My sound mentor.
I know. 4.26, huh? God damn, dude. Good for them. They make a killing, and so I can tell you this, because I love those guys. We did a ton of sketches together too. What did we do with them? Did we do Harambe? Yeah, I did Harambe with them.
Harambe.
I did Waffle House Waitress.
Mm-hmm.
We did it with those guys. We did a bunch of them with those. I mean, they got a gajillion views and very, very talented. However, to make money on YouTube, they have this, it's, I guess you would classify it as kids. It's raps about video games. So they do these video game raps. They have over 4 million followers, and this is their living, and they make a shit ton of money off of just YouTube only. I mean, if you go to like their Instagram, they don't have many followers. I don't think they even have a Twitter. It is simply just YouTube revenue because they don't swear. It is child friendly, and you can make a boatload of cash off of this. We had a guy on Drinking Bros that I wanted to explode, Cowboy Jack. Cowboy Jack, I looked at his channel the other day, slowly growing in subscribers, but he has, I think, 10 videos that are over like 5 million views a piece. I mean, it's gnarly where you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And it's cool. How many subscribers does he have?
37,000.
Yeah. Now scroll down. What's his highest video there that he's got?
He's got 6 million, and a half million, and a tour of an ambulance, sandcastle building lessons as 4 million, dentist 4 million, aquarium 3 million.
That's a lot. That's a lot of views for a guy with 30,000 subscribers. So it's pretty cool to see, but that's kind of how you
we
can get
should
in.
Have a show on our network that could be on YouTube Kids somehow.
Stop you right there. It took a meeting about it already. Daily Wire's doing it. They have a kids outlets. I forget the name of it, but they are already shooting, filming, programming, all that stuff right now.
Drinking Tots.
Yeah.
Drinking Tots.
Drinking Tots.
But
or...
it's with the baby bottles instead of hard AF seltzers.
No, it's just whiskey.
But they like don't swear, and it's like the boys, Jax and Jagger, and they're just, you know.
Drinking Tots.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Tansy's, playing video games
Tansy's
or something.
Tansy's got one for his kids.
Oh, yeah. It's cute.
The skateboarding one.
Good.
And it's good. Yeah. Vomit and Grommet, I think the name of it is. But it's good. And
they interview Tony Hawk the other day?
Dude, Tony Hawk was on there.
Kind of crazy.
Ryan Sheckler was on.
They're really good, those little kids, though.
They're like, good. But they're good skaters, like in real life. They're winning all those competitions.
Yeah. Know, but Tansy just has a weird life.
Isn't it crazy that he'll just like get, I mean,
but he's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
He's just a good person. So
if you meet him, you go like, all right. Yeah. And then his like kids are awesome and his wife is cool. And you're like, all right, man.
You get it.
Like, also get like it. His, you know, the rum place, the distillery.
Oh yeah, his
sweet.
Rum distillery is fucking dope, dude. That place rocks as well. And when you can give away booze to celebrities, it really helps. Take my word for it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not just a podcast host. I'm also a fucking boozer as well. Mm. Speaking of which, somebody dropped off, 10 cases the other day? Mm-hmm. Who was it? I'll shout them out on the show. I don't care that it's a competing product.
I think it's on a note on the top.
Was it
Barbara?
Was that her name who popped by the studio?
Barb?
I'll shout them out on the show, yeah. There we go. Babs? Was it Babs?
Oh, was it Babs?
Oh, no. It's nowhere close.
Oh.
Madeline. God, I'm the terrible
Madeline.
Names. Madeline. So this was a canteen, and they dropped off about 10 cases. They get a ton of stuff. So this is vodka soda. I haven't had this flavor. This is the pineapple flavor. I had the watermelon one yesterday to kind of test it out. And then they got some other like margarita stuff.
They have a ranch water, I think, in the other room.
Nice. Yeah.
It'll do for now until it's in Texas, you know?
Exactly. So cheers. We'll have it, and I appreciate it. We're never going to turn down free booze over here.
Exactly.
So thank you, Madeline, and at Canteen over there. But they're printed on the can, so they must have some money, dude.
Yeah.
That's the thing I look for the most. Whereas if they're printed on, I'm like, ooh, you rich?
You looking for the money? We all are.
I'm like, ooh, you rich already? Dang. Because that's like printing a million cans at a time right there if you're printed on, baby. Canteen's got some money. But thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we will never turn down free booze in this studio ever. Ever. And Jesse, if you turn it down, it's your life, okay?
Turn what down?
Booze. Free booze.
Oh, yeah, I won't.
Always take the free booze.
I won't.
All right? You got to take it. You got to take it home. Who was giving us free booze the other day? Was it Juneshine, I think? Juneshine. We got some Juneshine the other day as well.
Free booze?
Yeah.
From who?
Juneshine. I forget. Whoever the rep is. I don't. Who owns them? Who owns Juneshine?
No
I
idea.
Like their Midnight Painkiller.
Yes.
I like that one.
Yes.
The other one?
I like them all.
Yeah. So you sent them Jesse's way. It's Hard Kombucha.
Yes.
And that's the name of it, and that's a separate category. We also had the Strange Beast. Strange Beast was good. Tastes like there was some sugar in it, though.
There is. So these, I drink products that have real sugar, just not a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. And just a tad to get you there. just to kick it up a little.
Yeah, I just don't like to have fake sugar.
No, me neither. Me neither. And that was one of the drinks, which will remain unnamed. Somebody else dropped off another one that was full of stevia and shit like that. And it's like, man, you drink that, you're immediately shitting through a screen door, you know?
Right.
That stevia is a hard one. I don't know why anybody would put that in there. Remember those Doritos they sold years ago that everybody had explosive diarrhea? I mean, it was just absolutely
what
explosive. People were murdering toilets all over America.
What was the ingredient?
Do you remember the ingredient on that, Bob, for the Doritos? They were like, it tastes just like real Doritos, except there's no fat or carbs or sugar. And there was one ingredient in there that was causing explosive diarrhea.
I don't remember that, but I remember the sugar-free gummy bears that people
would order. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because I think it's like an allulose the same ingredient. Or That's, something.
Yeah. Bob, what was it? Type in Doritos explosive diarrhea ingredient, and it'll come right up. I guarantee it.
But just it's a those four sugar words. Replacement that yes. always gets people.
Yep.
And Olestra.
That's it. God damn it. Olestra. Man, people sugar were shitting their brains out.
You poop. Or sorbitol.
I don't know sorbitol.
Sorbitol was in any of the Atkins stuff. Remember those bars that were like an Atkins like chocolate bar?
Yeah.
That was all sorbitol. And it would just make you.
I never had a problem with those.
Your pants.
But it was a nice poop. It wasn't like.
It's a good cleanse.
Yeah. Oh. The Doritos one was a fucking Jackson Pollock painting. I mean, that was everywhere. It was the walls. You were painting the walls.
Which sugar?
You were decking the halls with.
Cause diarrhea. Oh, yeah. Stevia.
Stevia. And
Lao Hung Gao.
Oh, Lao Hung Gao.
Lao Hung Gao.
Lao Hung Gao.
It was the original Ozempic.
Well, yeah, MSG was the original Ozempic.
No, MSG is like salt. Oof. That makes you bloated.
No, but it makes you shit your pants.
Does
dude.
It? Oh, it sure just does. Gave you a headache.
At NYU, towards the end, there was this Chinese takeout place underneath where I lived, and the money was dwindling at that point for Daddy. So it was a one meal a day sitch, and it was there. And I specifically remember asking the chef. Who I don't know why I did this to this day. Like, I just said, hey, is there MSG in this? Oh, no MSG. I was like, okay, great.
Right.
Came back, ate. I might as well have just eaten it right on the toilet. I mean, it was just a nightmare. And you know, the worst part of it, too, is I had to go back because I just didn't have enough money to go anywhere else in the city towards the end.
But it wasn't the MSG.
It was. It was. It's real MSG. The kind where they really fucking scoop it in there, you know? It looks like a little, it looks like you're putting creatine in a drink as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
JV football, just trying to gain an extra 15 pounds.
Did you read the study that was put out, what, in the 70s or something?
Uh-uh.
The Chinese, it was called Chinese Restaurant Syndrome. And it was the super racist, you guys probably know, right? Softcore history. It was the super racist, like, paper that was put out from reputable doctor.
Okay.
And it was this basically like all the symptoms of Chinese food restaurant. Whereas like if you, there's so many foods that actually have MSG, but because we were like so racist at that time, it was like, must have been 50s, 60s, but look up Chinese restaurant syndrome. And there was like these drawings and they would do.
Chinese restaurant syndrome? I'm in on this.
That was the actual name of the published paper.
Yeah. And what's the gist here? So
basically it's telling you that like you're going to get headache.
What can I tell you what it popped up with?
What?
So the immediate thing that popped up with, and this is why AI is going to take over the world here. Google's been doing this where it gives you a brief synopsis and then it gives you the rest of the article. So you're forced to read the Google one first. But the Google ones are good. So this says a group of symptoms such as numbness of the neck, arms, and back with headache, dizziness, and palpitations that is held to affect susceptible persons eating food and especially Chinese food, heavily seasoned with monosodium glutamate. I don't know what that is.
MSG.
MSG.
Oh, is that what it stands for?
Yes.
Shit. So the etymology is traced to a 1968 letter that appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine claiming that Chinese food brought forth ailments. The letter was uncovered to later be a hoax, but the myth remained for decades.
Yeah. So it's this thing where you like, it's a mental Like MSG is
not bad for you.
It's salt basically with a little umami. Like it's salt so that you kind of don't have to use that much salt, and it's a derivative of sodium. It's sodium. So there's actually nothing wrong with it, and maybe, you know, there could be other things in there, or they used a little bit too much. I'm not sure.
Asking about MSG is like being like, oh, is there toxins in this? Are there toxins
right.
in
and
this?
And you just go like, what? Or just anything that we've been told, you know,
yeah,
in the past, it sticks with you, right? Like even like a non-fat thing now, you're like, ah, oh, like I feel like there's too much fat, even though now we know that sugar is the problem. Good fats are not, right?
Yeah.
But it's still like in your head because they published this paper because everyone says it and they can't get out from under it. When in fact, MSG is not actually the cause of it and it's not that bad for you. And it's in all kinds of foods that you don't even know.
So what you're saying is I might have just been eating bad cat and the MSG had nothing
or
to do with it.
Yeah, you were getting diarrhea.
It was bad.
You were probably like a college kid that wasn't eating right anyways, and you were going to get grease. I bet it was more the grease than it was MSG.
I'm not sure.
So really, really greasy foods will make you
a lot of Chinese foods greasy as fuck.
Yeah, what I do want to
super deep fried and the tempura like.
Are we getting it? Are we getting Panda Express tonight?
Look, I'm down. I've never subscribed to the Chinese food syndrome myth ever. I've always been like, fuck this. It's awesome.
I'll do it tonight. And so that's my roommates in college at NYU. I'm sorry I left that boat oar in the toilet, okay? There's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was the grease.
It was bad.
And it probably reused the grease, and it was just, you know, it's not the MSG.
We've been talking about the summer of docs with the writer strike and all that other stuff. I wanted to bring up a couple here that were bought and see if you're in here.
Okay.
Because you're going to see a lot more of these coming out. I've loved all of them so far. Including the Smartless one. I didn't even like I don't like the podcast, but I like the fucking doc. I thought it was great. I'm going to watch the last one tonight. We gunned through three of them last night. It's weird. Their banner behind the scenes is great. Just get on the podcast. MGM is going to have a docuseries on serial killer Ed Gein.
Mm-mm.
He inspired Psycho and Silence of the Lambs. Who's Ed Gein?
Ed Gein
another four-parter. Jesus Christ.
Well, Ed Gein needs a four-parter. Isn't he the one with the 30 bodies found? Right?
Yeah, he's got to be, right?
Bob? He's the one that, like, the 30 bodies were found in his house, in vents, underneath.
It says, viewers will be transported to late 1950s middle America, submerged in Gein's perverse mind. His upbringing, relationship with his mother, which was in Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know Psycho was based on this guy. That's great.
Well, I mean, it's based on grave lots robbing. Of serial
yeah,
killers.
Yeah, he exhumed corpses, made various items out of their body parts, used them for furniture, clothing, and masks. He also inspired Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Did he really?
Leatherface, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's go.
Was he clown
I love
guy?
Leatherface.
Was Gein clown guy?
No, that was fuck.
Who was that?
This rocks. So with this,
I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
John Wayne Gacy.
Okay, so Gacy's the one clown guy that had all those bodies in his like the vents underneath.
I think he
fucked
bodies and molested
kids.
And...
But Gein is like, if you believe in Satan being a real person, that's him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've got brand new revelations revealed in new recordings, Jabes.
I don't love a serial killer. Sorry.
That's weird. But you've got your favorites.
I mean, I have my favorites, but they're not people like that. It's like a BTK, you know?
Yeah.
It's people that are just like, what is up? Like, how?
The other
The crazy ones, the people are just fucking crazy and just like fuck dead bodies and wear their skin and... They're just crazy that I can't do anything with that.
That's like, what's going to happen to Joel. You know that, right?
It's just too much.
Well, his wife is going to move over here and wear his skin and he's going to die.
No, he's actually being forced to build a box that he has to go back into every night under
the
bed.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So at least he'll be alive and be able to work.
Yep.
The next one up is Lionheart Doc. This one I'm amped about. This is HBO about the late Indy 500 champ, Dan Weldon. That one's going to be fucking dope, dude.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm in on that. That's a crazy life story. And yeah, dude, he fucking died on the course. I was like,
Yeah,
it was that one. I'm amped about. Shit, it kind of just bit like that story. I didn't know the real answer for years and years and years. And it'd be interesting to catch up and see. Obviously, his family probably didn't want to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's been 10 years now. At least you can look back, and Pops can get some shine,
right,
on the old big screen there.
Mm-hmm. What else?
So you're good.
Yeah. What else?
And there's another one from Wondery. What's the deal with Wondery?
Wondery is one of the biggest podcast companies.
They are.
Yeah.
But how much money do they actually have? I mean, I know they got acquired for $300 or $400 million, but it's like, shit, do you have this much money to keep?
Yeah, they pump out. Yeah. They pump out. They have always the top, at least top five, and they acquire really good shows. So, yeah.
Okay.
They're owned by Amazon, right?
Yeah, so I think like even Smartless is Wondery, right?
Yeah, essentially. But they're, yeah, owned by Amazon. Yeah. Holy shit, I didn't know that. Okay. All right.
Wondery's huge, and they do it right. And they've like bought, I guess with podcasts, you don't have to buy rights to stories, but they like just get, they just get the best like behind the scenes for audio documentaries.
But to go back to your original point, Ross, we're going to be owned by five conglomerates at one point.
I know. I'm just trying to decide who it is at this point, who I want to be owned by. I'm fine
I would
being
say
somebody's
Wondery.
Puppet.
Bezos isn't bad considering the other options.
I would say Wondery.
Was Wondery the one that they were like, we think you're the most offensive person on the planet? I think it might have been Wondery.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was. Who was the other one too? Oh, God damn it. Who was the first? No, it wasn't Earwolf. I think it was Wondery. It was definitely Wondery.
There's Earwolf, Wondery. Yeah,
Wondery was the one that were
iHeart.
Like, I know who you are. Our CFO called.
Gimlet.
When all these mergers were going on. Yeah.
And, NPR, yeah. Always.
When all these mergers were going on, they were like, I know exactly who those guys are the most offensive people on the planet. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't fit in anyway.
No. But
it's
hilarious. Rachel Maddow is doing a history podcast. No, it's a history series. And it's tied to current events called Deja News. Dang it. I do like that title, though.
I know. It's not her face. Shit. So I think people will accidentally go to it. She did a drawing, which was smart.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's just her name kind of tiny in the bottom.
Because right.
She's not bad. She just has like a punchable face, but like
reason,
she's not bad.
No, she's fine.
She's fine.
I mean, it's fine for what she does. Like I'm able to separate.
I just don't like emotional news. I don't like.
I hate her, but
I don't like news stories to be delivered in a really emotional way, like with crying and stuff.
Right.
It's just a lot.
But the reason I bring all of this up is I've asked you and Joel. Now I want to pin you down because we're live on air and you can't go anywhere.
Okay.
I've wanted to put Crime Corner on just YouTube to see how it would do on Friday nights. I want to put it in the Dateline slot. Okay. Dateline was always Friday nights for as a kid and all through. I think it's still now, right?
Yeah, so we'd have to do like Friday nights. We'd have to do like Friday 9 p.m. drop. 8 or 9 p.m.
All right, Joel, do you have headphones on? Because we do a show every Friday on Patreon already.
Mm-hmm.
But it's putting up the back catalog because those are evergreen. Does Joel have headphones on? Is he back there? Is he getting raped?
He's editing.
Is he getting raped? Or?
No, he's doing his job.
No, yeah, he's working.
Okay. What's your favorite video one? And we'll pop it up for Friday.
It's hard because they're all so good and then also so bad at the same time. So I'm like trying to think of like parts. Everyone has a really great part. We just did Scott Peterson with Delco.
Okay.
And it's going to be a lot of Scott Peterson's face over Delco's.
But that's got to go to, shut the fuck up. You guys are superimposing his face over.
Just a couple shots. We didn't really have to. He looks a lot like him, but.
What's an older episode?
No.
That we're going to pop up. I just want to see how it does out in the world. I put one on my Twitter the other night and it got a few thousand views.
There's a couple, maybe Diane Downs, like the worst mom of all time. That's a good one.
Okay.
Anything with like a lot of pictures and 911 calls and like interviews. Those are good because we like play the interviews.
Now, did you say YouTube dings you for that as well? Like they're not.
No, it dings you for any. It doesn't like any crime stuff. Like they're really trying to like push true crime to audio only, and they just want all of that off of YouTube. So like I worry.
There's so many news clippings and like clippings is in actual video clippings of like old murder stories and all that other shit. I mean,
yeah.
It's,
so I mean,
you know,
do it. Just don't blame me if
I'm not going to blame you. We say it the won't worst be shit monetized. On the on a daily basis. And
it won't be monetized, but
we don't make any money off YouTube. So who gives a shit?
Yeah. So I have like I'm choosing, but there's one with a PT Cruiser crash that's really funny.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
PT Cruise.
Oh, I posted that the other day. Yes.
PT Cruising for a Bruising. The video's pretty
Joel,
good.
Joel, pull that video episode and I'll post it. Stout just gave us $20 and said, if I jumped on Ross's back, would he beat me off? Not for 20, but you get into like a 10, 20K range and you want to get jacked off for sure, dude. But I don't know if they'll let
would
you
he
donate that.
Beat me off.
Yeah. Get into a 10K, 20K sitch, 100%. You can just roll into the studio. And that we could probably do live on Patreon, you know? If we put it up on the Vimeo back end and not the YouTube one, yeah, dude. We'll jack a dude off for 20K, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's whatever, you know, at this point. We're all being owned by somebody, so yeah. Why not Stout, this guy in the chat?
Yeah.
Who looks like Jason Statham. It's a black and white photo. Which I didn't know you could use photos in there, but it's
jeez,
nice.
Stop.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay, he's back now.
Joel, yeah. We're going to put the PT Cruising for Bruising on Friday night on YouTube, all right? Yeah. Will you pull the video for me? I'll upload it as soon as this is over. I just want to see what happened with it in the world. Because, again, with all this shit going on, this is where we're going to be moving. You guys already do it anyways. Like, let's see how it does, dude. I want to put it up on a Friday night. Because the reason I don't get into Dateline shit with you that often, or just really have it in the past besides the big ones, you know, like a Casey Anthony or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Somebody hot. It's going to be somebody hot that I'll get into, but guy or girl, I don't really care. I just don't want to see hot people go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I even felt bad for Scott Peterson. You know, I was like,
yeah, I know.
Attractive man. I don't see the dude going to jail. It's like, all right.
Right, but the wife was cute too. You
I know,
what I, mean?
I know. And that's the whole thing. And that's why the story got big. But that's the whole reason I don't get into it where they're usually catching predators, right? Where it's, mm-hmm. And really? And it's, you know, the guy pops in. Mm-hmm. He was on Drinking Bros. Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
And it's like some creepy guy who's next to a Domino's pizza, you know, that's usually out on the island in the kitchen. And they're like, let's talk about you coming over to Jamie's house and raping Jamie.
That's To Catch a Predator. That's not Dateline.
All of it. They're all on Friday nights. They're all on Fridays.
Okay.
So I would rather see you guys, because the one episode I posted the other day, you were just smoking live on air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So might have to go back to hard cigs. Cigs inside.
No thanks, but
is that not nicotine?
Yeah, we puff tough. We puff tough and drink crime juice, and we're just like reformed dirtbags talking about crime, you know?
No, I know, and I love it.
Yeah.
Because I saw you just, I mean, absolutely just killing was it a vape? It's a Juul, right?
Yeah.
All right, now we're talking. So Craigers just threw 100 in and just said, Ross, would 100-ish do for certain individuals?
I don't understand what's happening. What are they asking?
They want
you?
Me to jack off somebody live on air. And it's
why?
Why not? I mean, it's for money. You know, we're trying to raise money for awareness. And that awareness is us getting richer. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Everybody else is. Everybody else is today. That's the theme of today. Everybody's getting rich for something. Why not us? You know, what do you want us to do for it? You know,
yeah.
Do you want me to dance for it? Do you want me to jack some guy off? Whatever. I mean, whatever has to happen is going to happen.
Right.
And then you can just do fun, weird bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
Even in Full Swing, man, watching that older dude fucking travel around with his kids on a private jet, I was like, damn it. Ian Poulter. I was like, that's what I want to achieve, you know?
Right.
I'll still do all the fun, weird shit just at a higher level because then you really don't have to worry about getting canceled.
Yeah.
And that'll go back to that McAfee thing. $30 million. You don't have to worry about getting canceled, bro. You're good.
I know.
You're good, dude.
So he got more money.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He got less money on that deal.
But he got to like be on. What's your dream, right?
What's your dream?
Is to like be on College Game Day and
be the host of everything on ESPN.
Media,
yes.
Yeah.
So it's about what your dream is versus what the perception of that dream is. you know?
Right.
Because like right now, even like going back, even if somebody offered like, hey, you get to be the next Captain America. Like, holy shit, man. That seems like a lot, you know?
I'll do it.
Do you still have it? Do you still have the dream?
What? No.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to pursue it. But if somebody comes to me, like I've said a million times.
This is what happened to Bert.
I'll let it fall in my lap.
Yeah.
That's what happened to
Bert.
And
I'll do it. And like I said, I'd leave you. I love all of you guys. And I'd leave everything behind.
Describe what happened to Bert Kreischer.
For a bit part on Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
And Chicago Med.
And Chicago PD.
And Chicago PD. Yeah. And Chicago Criminal Division. And Chicago FBI. And Chicago 911.
Yep. That's what happened to Bert right there. You would leave all of these lovely people in the chat who have... Kreger's just gave you $100. And you would go do two lines on Chicago PD.
He didn't give it to me. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Two lines on Chicago PD, James?
Yeah, I don't know where that money goes.
I don't know where it goes, and I don't know what it's for, and I don't know what they're talking about.
Captain, we've got a 4611 on 91st Street. You got to go. Like, that would be your two lines.
On four what? What?
Chicago PD fire. I don't know who calls
what
who.
What was the street that you said?
We've got a 4611, Captain, on East 90th Street. You got to go.
East 90th? Yeah. That's where my mom lives.
And then cut.
Yeah.
That's it. You get those two lines.
Yeah.
East 90th.
Wait, where did you say? What did they say? Good
now,
or no?
What if you were a corpse?
Ooh, corpse, that'd be fun.
Somebody did it. Shit. Somebody did a corpse on Law and Order that was super fucking famous. And they were really, really big fans of it. And they just wanted to be a corpse on
Law
and Order.
Yeah, it was a comedian.
It was, yeah. I forget who it was.
That was really funny.
But it was awesome. So that's it. You'd risk it all for two lines on that.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Is there chicks?
It was Questlove.
It was quite.
Oh shit! That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah,
Law and Order SVU.
That's great. Yeah. That's fucking great, dude.
But that's Law and Order. That's Law and Order SVU. That's iconic.
Yo, this is Ice-T. I mean, he probably did it for Ice-T as well.
Yep.
So you go back for that.
I got news for you.
We got a dead
body.
That
means you gay.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best clip ever.
Yeah.
It's the best clip ever. I played that on my Instagram the other night. People were like, what the fuck is this from? And I was like, oh, it's Law and Order, fam. It's just old school Law and Order. I got
Bob, have we ever showed a picture of Ice-T's daughter?
Does he have a daughter? I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you tell me if you think this is his daughter. I don't know.
That's not going to be good.
No, I don't. I mean, see what you...
That's not going to be good.
No,
that's
see
fine.
What you think.
No, I will.
When you see her, whether this is Ice-T's.
Holy shit.
I would get a DNA test, to be honest.
That is Ice-T.
No, I don't know. That doesn't look exactly like an Ice-T with pigtails, does it?
Yes, it sure does.
Kind of does.
It sure does.
Cutie babe, though.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
She's
what if the
grown
voice
out
came
of it.
Out
yeah.
And her voice was like that, too. Yo, this is Ice-T.
Yeah, the face is very similar.
It's almost like his wife wasn't in the room, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like Ice-T gave birth. But good for him. She's cutie. She grew out of it. We're not making fun of kids here. I'm just saying, have you seen...
Is there a grown-up version of her?
Look, she's fine. We're not making fun of the kid. I'm just saying, you tell me.
Here's the deal. Because I'm typing in Chicago Fire right now, but... I have a buddy who has a child that is now fully grown.
Okay.
Going to college. Like, he just posted a picture of her, mm-hmm. same sitch,
mm-hmm.
Going to college, about to leave, you know, graduated high school, and it looks identical to him. And it's not great. It's not great.
Well, you know, handsome ladies go far.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Chicago Fire... Michael Brandt, the creator of all the Chicago shows, was actually on Drinking Bros, I think 3 years ago, out in L.A. And I asked him, I was like, you must love Chicago. And he's like, what? I'm like, you don't see the thing? And, oh, shit, yeah, I did some other shows, too. And I was like, yeah. But, I mean, and now it's all Chicago now. And,
right.
One of the richest human beings of all time. And he's a great guy. So if you want to be on one of those, if you just want two lines on it.
Sure.
Okay. What is
how like, funny would that be? That's premium
be
content, though.
I know, it'd be the best.
It's premium content. It would all go back to the show and the you know, I'd like ask people what they want me to wear. You know, it'd be a nod to everybody. I'd be like completely tchotchkeed up, right?
Yeah, you've got all the things on
drinking
there.
Bros, whatever.
Oh shit, my buddy Riley's on there too. I think he's on one of the Chicago's too. Shit, dude, Riley's been on the show too. We could really dial this in. What do you want? Do you want to run? Like, do you want to run over to the body? Like, have you pictured this yet? Have you thought this through?
I
want to see some movement out of you with all this stuff on. I want to see you run full speed towards a body.
Oh, okay, so like a paramedic.
Yeah,
and then I like show that. Up, and it's like I know the patient. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So that you have like that dramatic moment.
I think you need to be a mom in the street crying over your dead kid.
Ooh, or like the kid's lost.
Yeah, and you're like,
right, looking for
Brendan,
the kid.
Brendan!
Yeah, yeah. He was just right here. And it was crazy more than normal. Is that good? Ma'am, we can't understand. Yeah.
Just chewing the whole scene up.
Just
yeah.
Just like drop to my knees. Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
But we need to find the kid, and then I have to have the moment of like running, hugging him. You know what I mean? Like yeah. so relieved. Yeah. That would be fun.
I like the other one where you couldn't work on the family member though, where you're just like, I can't amputate. It's my brother. And then it's
something like that. Yeah.
Everybody else.
Or
is gonna take
I would
over.
Like to be a medical examiner. Those are always like a fun one. They like
but
all
the
come
dialogue
in
is
and...
tough. You're gonna have to memorize something that's weird and long. You know.
Right.
Oh, they've got a metacarpal tunnel.
No, I'm just gonna
syndrome,
do some like
nasium.
I'm just gonna do some fun like, you know, jokes with the detective, right? Because it's a dead body, right? Looks like we have a. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Looks like somebody had a good night or whatever, and it's like scratches on the back or something like that. I'll just be like a funny, like wisecracking medical examiner. Is okay. that a thing? Probably
yeah.
not. Probably
no,
not.
There's always like a little smart ass, but it's usually somebody dorky.
Right.
Like we'd have to give you glasses or something like that. It's usually like a dorky guy where it's just like, wow, I can't do
glasses
that.
Glasses just make me hotter though.
Oh, that's true.
No,
yeah, I don't think
shame.
You can do it.
Just
I don't think
kidding.
You can do it.
Just
I think,
kidding.
I think like a paramedic who's running towards the scene.
Running towards the scene and then like, yeah, I jump in the back and then I notice that I like know the person.
Yeah.
And it's like an ex-husband or something.
Sure.
And I pull all the plugs.
And they get you out of there immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, and I just put insulin, kill him right away. Oh, yeah, I'm like a deadly nurse.
Oh, that'd be fun. You don't have to have a lot of
mercy
dialogue.
Killings,
yeah, and you just walk around and kind of inject people with mm-hmm. shit. That would be fun.
Yeah,
and I
turn
would
up
like
dials on things, just running through the rooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call. Yeah, we'll hit up Michael. Well, shit, it's going to be a while now.
Yeah, we'll hit him up and just like,
time.
Just put me on the phone with him. We'll kind of run all of these ideas by him.
He would actually think it's super fucking hilarious.
Okay.
He's really funny. He would think it's super fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so I'm first going to be like, how do you feel about a wisecracking medical examiner?
Uh-huh.
No? Okay, fine. How about I'm running full kit to the ambulance?
Because I asked him, I think on the show, I was like, dude, do you get people that hit you up all the time for like roles and shit? And he goes, yeah. But like a series regular pays a lot. Something that's like one or two lines like this, it's like, I don't know, $800 a day.
Here's what would happen though. I'd go on, mm-hmm. I'd have two lines, and everyone would love me so much.
And they bring you back.
That they'd like bring me back, and I'd become like a recurring character is the problem. So like if I go, I need to be ready. To be on the show forever.
I would like to see you play the same part, but on three different shows. So you're all related to the victims. So like Chicago Fire, it's just like, oh my, you ma'am, you can't go in there.
Every time I go, because I'm like, no, I know a lot of people. Because before
right.
I was got certified to be a paramedic,
yeah.
which is like not a lot. It's very quick.
It's very
But
fast.
Before that, I was like a socialite mm-hmm. in town.
Yep.
And like knew everybody. And so every time I come on to like, you know, a victim, patient, it's like I know them somehow. And it's always the reveal of like, oh, what, you know?
Oh.
Craig? And then I'd have to name him
you?
Craig for Craigers, right? I'd
right.
be like, Craig? Craigers?
Yeah. And then that's your two lines and then you're out of there.
Yeah.
But we can do that on every single show. Mm-hmm. You're the paramedic. Yep. They always need a paramedic, right? The fire departments, the PD. And everyone, what's the other one? Med?
Everyone always needs...
Yeah, med, because you'd be taking the bodies in the hospital.
You go to police first, then you bring the...
Yep.
The fire and rescue.
I think we're on to something, and we'll try to make this happen next year.
Great.
Whenever that's... Well, it's going to have to be in that... Yeah, literally next year, because the strike is going to go for a while.
Right. So...
But now we have something to shoot for, and I like that. But you would, like, a lead in a movie now. Would you shoot that down?
A lead in a movie? It depends.
Okay.
Not a mainstream.
Really?
But if it's a sweet, like, a director that I fucking love or,
nobody's
like, something
Indies
rad.
Dog.
No, I know. Yeah. But nobody's watching bigger movies either. So it's kind of just, like, what's going to be a more, like, a better experience.
All right. Just want to know for the audience, you know?
Yeah.
Just want to know where your head's at. It's nice to know.
Yeah, no, I mean, my head is like here for now. Do you know what I mean? So like, don't worry. Like, I'm fully focused today. And then whatever happens tomorrow is what happens tomorrow. But, you know, just like anything else, I have no loyalty.
Sure.
You can't.
It's got to be about the money and your dreams.
Who are we talking about? Phil?
Yeah, Phil Mickelson?
Like,
he's a god now.
Who comes out on top?
Phil.
The guy who always, no matter what, takes care of himself, mm-hmm. his family,
yep.
and his money.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck about anybody else.
Yeah.
And of course, those kind of assholes are always going to win right now in the world that we live in.
Fuck yeah. It's only going to get worse, too. Because everything's going to be consolidated under one thing, and that's kind of it. So, looking forward to it either way, you know?
Sure.
Just cut that check.
Yeah.
Just cut that check. And then we'll get Jesse on Chicago Fire PD, all the things.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I don't know why I just picture you running with all the gear on.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to see you run. And like, okay. I want some urgency in the scene. All right.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the only way I can do it.
I don't want a cat in the tree type of sitch where it's like the tree is burning and you're worried about your cat dying. Let the fucking tree burn, you know?
Yeah.
I want some urgency where you're sprinting, running, a lot of looks back.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, ah, and then you get there and arrive, and it's very urgent.
Mm-hmm.
That would play the best, I think.
Yeah.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ice-T's child, by the way.
Yeah.
Hopefully she grows
Ice-T,
out of that.
And Ice-T, he's really doing them.
Well, he made the right move. He sold out. He sold out of the rap game and took a... I mean, easily the biggest franchise of all time.
I think he always wanted to be an actor too, though, right? It's like,
I think so.
It's like, look.
Him and Ice Cube.
Good for them.
Are the richest, where they were like, hey, dude, maybe this gangster rap bullshit, like, people are starting to die. Can we just go sit on a TV show, or I can do daddy daycare, wherever the fuck it is, and kind of live my life?
Right.
They figured it out.
Or some of
the other guys are dead or on trial. Shit, that Melly guy's going on trial here in like a week.
Who?
Murder on My Mind.
Oh, okay.
Finally, dude. Finally. Can't wait to see this one.
Right.
Dang, dude. I've been waiting for this one.
Somebody said a washed up ex-cop. That could be really fun, too.
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But who also, said that?
I
like it.
Homer can...
Oh, no. Elijah Hill. Elijah Hill said that in the chat.
Oh, Elijah. Yeah. Something like that.
Bill Schofield says...
A Karen running... Through the trailer park to the pool.
Bill Schofield says Ross just wants to see dim heavies running. I sure do.
Sure.
Anytime I get shots of that, I'm all in. So
yeah. A retired cop that the chief goes to and says, "We need you back." Yeah, we found that bad guy that you hunted down years ago. Yes. The case that like haunted me, and I need, you know what I mean. And I'm retired, and they're gonna come back and be like, "We've got, you know, we're opening back up the case. We need you back on it," you know. And I'm like, I've got my shit right there, ready to go.
Two words popped into
first,
my head.
First, I'm having coffee, robe. Got my stuff.
Yeah, I'm
ready.
Does that mean you're taking off the robe too? Or?
But underneath, I always have my police. I'm uniform. Like, I'm ready to go at any moment. I've always been ready for the call.
Blind,
even in retirement.
Blind psychic popped into my mind when you said, "Hey, we've got a caller." And it's like, what, me?
Yeah.
I didn't find that girl from 12 years ago. Are you sure you want me again? And it's like, we've got to know what you know.
Right.
And it's gather around, and then you got Gypsy Tears and some other stuff, and some cow toenails, and you're kind of stirring in something, and you're like, the girl's body's located And I'm going to give you the coordinates, 60 degrees northeast.
Yeah, thankfully you won't have anything to do with it.
I might. Brant,
you know, so it'll just be like a collaboration with like me and the...
Brant might let me write that one. I think he... Hey, just pop on in. What? They're not bringing back all the writers, dude. Just pop in one. Just, you know, I'll do a scene for free. I know you don't have to pay me. I'll write that scene for free.
I'm good.
Would you do it then if I wrote
it? Nope. No, no, no. Trying to get out from under that thumb. Okay? No, thank you. And no, you can't do notes either on whoever writes it.
Oh,
nope.
I sure
No, Ross, you are not involved at all.
I'm going to do the entire polish on that scene.
Oh, God.
Leave the rest of the room behind. I'll be doing this one today. Sorry. Jesse, and then boom, I go into all your stuff. Damn
Here's
it.
Another line. Actually, I'm going to have the Drinking Bros write it.
Who says it?
So there's the cop comes to her. We found your sister that ran away all those years ago. We will need your special touch. So sorry. What? Anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Jesus.
Maybe not. I'll let Elijah write it. He's already got great ideas.
Everybody keeps asking. It's like, hey, a Range 15 sequel. Yeah, dude, that's been done for years. It's been written for years. And if you join the Patreon, you actually get it. It's the $50 option. She needs to read the goddamn script. Because I got tired of hearing about it, and I had already written that in 2016, so it's done. And if you sign up for Patreon for the $50 option, you just get the script so you can read it. Jesse's in it. Everybody's back in it. All that stuff. And that I would do, for sure. I don't know about anything else though right now, but that I would definitely do because I love the first movie,
and it's written already,
and it's done, and I don't have to do anything but a couple polishes on that. But that was a really good fucking script too. So yeah, I'd come back for that, and then we'll try to get Jesse on Chicago Fire or PD or Med, you know, and hopefully they have another Chicago part.
I think PD,
Chicago 911. Hopefully there's one of those pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. We'll go from there. Either way, thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. 1,915 reviews on iTunes right now. So,
oh, so close to you shutting the hell up, right?
2,000,
we're
dude.
We're so close to you shutting your fucking mouth.
I don't want to say it anymore. Just get it over 2,000.
If you get it to 1,000, we will do an entire 2,000. Show.
2,000.
Yes. We will do an entire show where Ross doesn't talk.
Yes.
You'll
be Jesse.
Here.
I'll be there.
You'll
I just
be
won't
here.
Say a word, yep.
But you are not allowed, no matter what we say to you, you're not allowed to say
Done.
Anything.
Done. So 80 more
Check
reviews.
Check it later today.
80 reviews is all we need
Check
left
it later today. It's
on
gonna
iTunes.
Go well.
That's it. 80 reviews. I will do an entire episode where I don't talk. All right? And I'll dress up like your favorite character, whatever that is.
No, that's fine.
All right.
Just you sit there.
You don't want me to schoolgirl outfit or
we
anything?
We say whatever we want to you about you.
Okay.
Facts. You don't get to fact check.
Sure.
You don't get to
dispute.
You don't get to argue.
That's fine. I'm in. I'm all in.
The mic will be cut. The mic will be cut.
Good on all of them.
Okay, perfect.
I understand.
Let's do it.
I understand the assignment, and so do you. Get us to 2,000 reviews, and I will shut the fuck up and never say it at the end of the show, and then I'll do one full show. Maybe we'll just do it in black and white, or my side is in black and white, and it'll be like a silent picture.
Yep.
And then yours is the talkie.
Yep.
And I think that'll be great. 2,000 reviews. You know what you got to do. Go to iTunes. Get us over 2,000. We'll be checking. I'll tell you how many we're up to on Thursday's show. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. We'll be right back.
Bye.